realization. Just see, the prostitute Pingala said, just see how greatly illusioned I am. Because I cannot control my mind, just like a fool, I desire lusty pleasure from an insignificant man. I am such a fool that I have given up the service of the person who, being eternally situated within my heart, is actually most dear to me. That most dear one is the Lord of the universe, who is the bestower of real love and happiness and the source of all prosperity. Although he is in my own heart, I have completely neglected him. Instead, I have ignorantly served insignificant men who can never satisfy my real desire and who have simply brought me unhappiness, fear, anxiety, lamentation and illusion. So in this way she goes on, this material body is like a house in which I, the soul, am living. The bones forming my spine, ribs, arms and legs are like the beams, cross beams and pillars of the house. And the whole structure, which is full of stool and urine, is covered by skin, hair and nails. The nine doors leading into the body are constantly excreting foul substances. Besides me, what woman could be so foolish as to devote herself to this material body, thinking that she might find pleasure and love in this contraption? So, it goes on, she's describing, like, it's quite interesting, like you can see, that those days in India, even the prostitutes were so wise. And Prabhupada mentioned that in India, in Calcutta, there was a prostitute who actually was a great devotee of Krishna. She built a temple made of glass. With the money she earned, she made a temple, beautiful temple, made of glass. Glass maybe means mirror. Then it is saying, she understood that material desire is undoubtedly the cause of the greatest unhappiness, and freedom from such desire is the cause of the greatest happiness. Therefore, completely cutting off her desire to enjoy so-called lovers, Pingala very happily went to sleep. So this is how, giving up our desire to enjoy, one can become peaceful in heart. So next, his next guru is a hawk. In Sanskrit, the hawk is called a Kurara bird. Once this bird, a hawk, was carrying some meat. He found some meat and he was in his beak, he was carrying it. And seeing that the other big birds attacked him, so what did this hawk do? He just dropped that meat. And this is how he saved a dangerous situation of being attacked by other birds. So similarly, what should a saintly person do? When the material possessions become the cause of envy for others, the better to just drop it, whether to leave it. Let them take it. What is more precious? Some opulence and wealth, or our own life? So if for some reason our life is in danger, then better to drop that. Take it. So that is what he learned from the hawk. Then what he learned from a child? What is the nature of a child? Child is completely detached. A child is totally unaffected by honor and dishonor. If somebody abuses the child verbally, child doesn't understand. Similarly, a saintly person should be like a child, totally unaffected by honor and dishonor. That's what he learned from a child. And he's saying, I enjoy only the life of the soul, and I find love on the spiritual platform. Thus I wander the earth like a child. In this world, two types of people are free from anxiety and merged into great happiness. Who are those two persons? One who is a childish fool, and one who has approached the Supreme Lord. These two persons are perfectly happy. One who is a total fool, he's happy. Ignorance is bliss. But the other is one who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he is depending upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who takes care of everybody under all circumstances, he's completely free from all anxiety. Then, what did he learn from a young girl? This young girl was at home alone. Her parents and other relatives went somewhere. She was alone. And at that time, some guests came to the house with a proposal to marry her. So he greeted them, received them, and then to prepare for their food, she was husking the rice. You know how they husk the rice? They pound the rice with a rod, which is oval, smooth and round at the end. And as a result of that, the rice and the husk become separated. So to prepare food for them, she was husking the rice. Now when she was husking the rice, her bangles were sounding. And she thought that if they find out, if she is husking the rice herself, then they will think that their family is very poor, that this girl has to work herself. So then what did she do? She broke the bangles and kept just one bangle on each hand. First she kept, at the beginning she kept just two bangles, and even that was causing the sound as she was husking the rice. So then finally what she did, she just broke the bangle and kept just one bangle in each hand, and now there is no sound. So from that, this Avadhuta learned that a saintly person should live alone. Because even if there are two persons, there are possibilities of frivolous discussions and even quarrel. But if one lives alone, then there is no possibility of such undesirable happenings. When many people live together in one place, there will undoubtedly be quarreling. And even if only two people live together, there will be frivolous conversation and disagreement. Therefore, to avoid conflict, one should live alone, as we learn from the example of the breastplate of the young girl. Then, what did you learn from the arrow maker? This arrow maker was making the arrows, and he was so absorbed in making the arrow as straight as possible that although the king was passing by, he did not notice. So when a king goes, how does the king go? Does the king travel alone? There will be so many people with him, horses, elephants, then also drums and music. So there will be so much glamour. But this arrow maker was so absorbed in making the arrow that he did not notice that the king was passing. The king was passing by. He didn't notice that the king was passing by. So similarly, one should become so absorbed in serving the Supreme Lord. One should be so absorbed in chanting the holy name of the Lord that he will not be distracted by anything else. Even the greatest clamor, the greatest noise, will not divert his attention. So that is what he learned from the arrow maker. Then who is his next guru? His next guru is a snake. The snake, what does the snake do? When a person living in a temporary material body tries to construct a happy home, the result is fruitless and miserable. The snake, however, enters a home that has been built by others and prospers happily. The snake doesn't make the hole as his dwelling place. What does the snake do? Wait for the rat to make the hole. And then the snake goes and kills the rat, eats it, and stays in his happy home. So this is what he learned from the snake. Don't make an elaborate endeavor to make all these arrangements. But rather wait for somebody to make those arrangements and then you go and take over. Just as we are doing nowadays, often, at least during Prabhupada's time, we did that in many cases. The churches were built elaborately with stones and things. And we went and took over the churches and made them into temples. And I tell devotees in the West that don't get into building a temple. Buy something that is already existing. Because in the West, building, especially in America and Europe, is very, very troublesome. First of all, it's very difficult to get the permit to build. And then even if you get the permit, like in New Jersey, we got a piece of land, and for 5 years they're struggling to get the permit. Still now they didn't get the permit. See, 5 years just went by, and they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in this process. But on the other hand, in the same city, in New Jersey, the other group of devotees, they found a church, and they bought the church much cheaper, and all the arrangements are already made there. They have a hall, prayer hall, the church. Then they have kitchen, they have parking lot, they have the conference hall. So everything is ready made. In India it's different. In India, constructing temples are not that expensive, and to get the permission also is not that difficult. Then what did he learn from the spider? Have you seen the spider? What does it do? Spider creates the web, cobweb. You know how the spider creates the cobweb? From the saliva of its mouth. From the saliva of its mouth, it creates the cobweb. And then after some time, after playing in that cobweb, the spider again eats it up, that cobweb. So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from his own energy, creates this material nature. He keeps this material nature manifest for a while, and then he withdraws this material nature within himself. From this cobweb, he learned how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is acting in relation to this material nature. And then, what did he learn from a wasp? Once a wasp forced a weaker insect to enter his hive and kept him trapped there. And in fear, this weaker insect just kept on thinking about the wasp. And as a result of that, he became, without changing his body was transformed into the body of a wasp. So similarly, what we meditate upon, accordingly, our body will be formed. Then he is saying, O King, from all these spiritual masters, I have acquired great wisdom. Now please listen as I explain what I learned from my own body. As I mentioned, 24 spiritual masters, and the 25th spiritual master is his own body. The material body is also my spiritual master because it teaches me detachment. Being subject to creation and destruction, it always comes to painful end. Thus, although using my body as acquire knowledge, body to acquire knowledge, I always remember that it will ultimately be consumed by others, and remaining detached, I move about this world. So what we learn from the body, we have to learn from the body that ultimately this body will be the food of others, worms and insects. or the food of fire, this body will be burnt. Therefore, we should not become attached to the body, because this attachment to the body will cause us distress. Attachment to the body will make our death very, very difficult, very, very painful. More attached we are to the body, more painful the death will be. Therefore, an intelligent person should detach himself from this body's attachment, knowing that this body is only a covering awarded by the material nature. So let us use this human form that you got in cultivating our Krishna consciousness, and that should be the only purpose of this body. Use it for the sake of developing our Krishna consciousness, and then when the time comes, we can just say goodbye. As a tree before dying produces the seed of future trees, the dying body manifests the seed of one's next material body in the form of one's accumulated karma, thus assuring the continuation of material existence. The material body sinks down and dies. Another thing he learned from the body, that just as a person with many wives is in constant trouble, because all different wives are trying to pull him towards her room. So similarly, our senses are trying to drag us in two different directions. So don't be attached to the objects of the senses. And then finally, he makes a very wonderful point, which I mentioned a few times. By creating the forms of trees, reptiles, animals, birds, snakes, and so on, the Lord was not satisfied within his heart. Then he created human life, which offers the conditioned soul sufficient intelligence to perceive the absolute truth and become pleased. And became pleased. So after creating all different life forms, Krishna actually created the human beings, and then only he became satisfied. Because this human form provides us the opportunity to fulfill the ultimate goal of our life. Then comes one verse which Prabhupada mentioned many times. Labdha sudur labham idam bahu sambhavante manushyam arthadam anittam tadapiha dhira turnam jateta anumrittu javat nishyashaya Vishayo Salabato Khalushat. The translation is, after many, many births and deaths, one achieves the rare human form of life, which, although temporary, affords one the opportunity to attain the highest perfection. Thus, a sober human being should quickly endeavor for the ultimate perfection of life, as long as his body, which is always subject to death, has not fallen down and died. After all, sense gratification is available even in the most abominable species of life, whereas Krishna consciousness is possible only for a human being. That is why the human form of life is so special. We receive it after many, many possibilities. Labdha, sudurlabhamidam. Bohu sambhavante. After many, many possibilities, labdha, achieving this manushyam, the human form of life. This is arthadam. It gives us a very, very special opportunity. It comes with a great opportunity and possibilities. But it is anittam. It is temporary. One cannot say when this body will come to an end, when the body will die. Therefore, when we have this opportunity, turnam jateta, very, very earnestly, very sincerely, we should accept the process of devotional service immediately. Turnam means immediately. Anumrittu javat, until death comes, we should endeavor for nishraya shaya, for the ultimate spiritual benefit. And vishaya sarvata kalushyat, the enjoyment of this material nature, eating, sleeping and mating and defending, is available even in the animal forms. So therefore one should take full advantage. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, having thus spoken to King Jadu, the wise Brahmana accepted obeisances and worship from the king and felt pleased within himself. Then bidding farewell, he left exactly as he had come. And King Jadu, upon receiving these instructions and applying these instructions in his own life, he became perfectly happy. So if we also apply these instructions, if we also accept these 24, 25 gurus and learn the relevant message, then our life also will become successful. And another thing is, we should always be open to learn something from everyone. He just mentioned about 24 gurus, but there are unlimited gurus. There is so much to learn from so many people. Thank you all very much. Now it's 6 o'clock. I just wanted to cover, you know how many chapters we covered in this one session? 3 chapters. 7th, 8th and 9th. But we have 23 chapters to cover. Let's see how we fare in 6 days. So in average we have to do about 6 chapters a day. Let's see, with a little bit of luck, maybe we'll be able to complete this Uddhava Gita. How do you find this? Is it... And Ganganayan was telling that Sunil Mohan was suggesting to project it on the screen. Is it... Do you think it will help? I think I don't like the projection because it diverts your attention. I mean, am I clear in explaining this topic? Okay. I am happy. Thank you all very much. I won't invite any more questions today. If you have questions, please write them down. And as I said, we will recap it tomorrow in the morning. And if we have time, we'll also have question answers in there. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashtati Deve Gauravani Pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatta adishata.